This is TWiT.
We have a revision of the Earn It Act bill. Take two. We'll recall that the Earn It is the rather tortured acronym for eliminating abusive and rampant neglect of Interactive Technologies Act of 2020. It's been revised just a couple days ago in an attempt to collect, presumably, the votes necessary to get it passed through Congress, although it's not clear to me how it achieves that. I struggled through a bunch of legalese and mumbo jumbo in an attempt to distill what has changed about the bill in its amendment. And as near as I can see, what the bill has changed is definitely not for the better. The original bill would have impaneled a 19-person federal commission predominantly seated with law enforcement representatives who would have had the power to determine whether this or that website was, quote, in compliance. And of course, that phrase is chilling. And what they would be determining was whether the website was in compliance with the committee's determination of best practices, whatever that was, which if they were in compliance, if the site was in compliance, would entitle them to retain the legal protections that all websites currently enjoy and depend upon under Section 230 for hosting user-provided content. But that was before. Now, this 19-person federal commission has been abandoned, with the new bill handing over... Oh, my goodness.
It's just Bill Barr now. Just Bill Barr, that's all.
Well, actually, he's in the picture still,
yeah.
But it's even worse. It hands over the power to the 50 individual states of our union. Lord help us.
Are they trying to make this more unworkable? Is that what they're trying to do?
Oh, Leo. And I'll just note that we've seen how well allowing each state to determine its own course of action has worked with what has become of the COVID-19 catastrophe fiasco mess. So they said, yes, let's just let every state decide to do what it wants. Under this newly revised bill, should Earn It ever become law, individual state lawmakers will be able to create new laws allowing private lawsuits and criminal prosecutions against internet platforms as long as they say that their purpose is to stop crimes against children. The EFF summarizes the intent of Section 230 as follows. The EFF wrote, "The whole idea behind Section 230 is to make sure that you are responsible for your own speech online, not someone else's. Currently, they said, if a state prosecutor wants to bring a criminal case related to something said or done online, or a private lawyer wants to sue, in nearly all cases, the prosecutor has to seek out the actual speaker. They can't just haul a website owner into court because of their users' actions. But that will change if Earn It passes." They said Section 230 protections enable the internet as we know it. Despite the politicized attacks on Section 230 from both left and right, the law actually works fine. It's not a shield for big tech. It's a shield for everyone who hosts online conversations. It protects small messaging and email services and every blog's comments section. Once websites lose Section 30 protections, they'll take drastic measures to mitigate their legal exposure. That will limit free speech across the internet. They'll shut down forums and comment sections, and cave to bogus claims that particular users are violating the rules without doing a proper investigation. They finish, the EFF says, we've seen false accusations succeed in silencing users time and again in the copyright space, and even users, and even used to harass innocent users. If Earnit passes, the range of possibilities for false accusations and censorship will expand. And they also said later, they said, when we say the original Earnit was a threat to encryption, we're not guessing. We know that a commission controlled by Attorney General William Barr will try to ban encryption, because Barr has said many times that he thinks encrypted services should be compelled to create backdoors for police. The manager's amendment, approved by the committee today, doesn't eliminate this problem. It just empowers over 50 jurisdictions to follow Barr's lead in banning encryption. So with the amended bill, it will only take one state to inspire a wave of prosecutions and lawsuits against online platforms. And just as some federal law enforcement agencies have declared they're opposed to encryption, so have some state and local police. The previous version of the bill suggested that if online platforms want to keep their Section 230 immunity, they would need to earn it, as we know, by following the dictates of an unelected government commission. But the new text doesn't even give them a chance. The bill's sponsors simply dropped the earn from earn it. Website owners, especially those that enable encryption, will no longer be able to earn their immunity from liability for user content under the new bill. They'll have to defend themselves in court as soon as a single state-sponsored prosecutor, or even just a lawyer in private practice, decides that offering end-to-end encryption was a sign of indifference towards crimes against children. And that's the way it's probably going to play out. So we'll see what happens.